You're listening to SBS News.
UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson has announced he will seek to trigger a snap general election after losing a crunch vote on Brexit. Before the House of Commons even got to a vote, Conservative MP Dr. Philip Lee crossed the floor and sat with the opposition Liberal Democrat Party, instantly removing the government's majority of one.
When you've got an administration that seems hell-bent on delivering a no-deal Brexit, that isn't in the best interest of my constituents. It's not in the best interest of the businesses in my constituency. And I'm elected by Bracknell constituents to represent their best interests.
The drama began after MPs triggered a vote which could allow them to stop Mr. Johnson pursuing a no-deal Brexit. The government had already warned that such an action would prompt the Prime Minister to seek an election on October the 14th, just over 2 weeks before the Brexit date of October the 31st. Mr. Johnson was strongly critical of the bill, which he says will wreck any chances of a deal with the EU, and that he would not request the delay in a Brexit date that it demanded.
It is Jeremy Corbyn's surrender bill. That's what it is. It means running up the white flag. The bill's shameful.
There are no circumstances in which I will ever accept anything like it.
Despite that warning, a group of opposition MPs and rebels from Mr. Johnson's own Conservative Party defied him with what they cast as an effort to stop an economically ruinous no-deal departure. Mr. Johnson lost the vote by 328 to 301, a convincing majority of 27. Downing Street has confirmed that the Tory rebels, including former Chancellors Ken Clark and Philip Hammond, would lose the Conservative whip as a result of their actions, effectively expelling them from the party. Among those expelled, Dominic Grieve, a Conservative MP for more than 20 years and a former Attorney General.
If he thinks that the device of withdrawing the whip this evening is going to change my mind or that of my honourable and right honourable friends, he has got another thing coming.
In future, they will sit as independents. Opposition leader Jeremy Corbyn says the government is in deep trouble.
He isn't winning friends in Europe. He's losing friends at home. His is a government with no mandate, no morals, and as of today, no majority.
But Mr. Johnson says an election would be the only way to resolve the impasse over Britain's departure from the European Union.
The Leader of the Opposition has been begging for an election for 2 years. He has crowds of supporters outside calling for an election. I don't want an election, but if MPs vote tomorrow to stop negotiations and to compel another pointless delay to Brexit, potentially for years, then that would be the only way to resolve this. And I can confirm that we are tonight tabling a motion under the Fixed Term Parliament Act.
But it's possible that MPs will not vote to hold an election which requires the support of two-thirds of the 650-seat House of Commons. Jeremy Corbyn says his party will not vote for an election unless and until the bill taking the possibility of a no-deal off the table had passed. The BBC's political editor Laura Koonsberg explained to TV viewers that, in that case, no one's entirely sure what will happen next.
All of this is really uncharted waters, not just because the way that Brexit has sort of rewired and reshaped our political system, but also because the area of law that now governs all of this is the Fixed Term Parliaments Act, which was only brought in a few years ago under the Coalition and has never been tested before in this way. It's never been put under this kind of strain. And therefore, the outcomes, I'm afraid to say, if you're looking for stability, don't ask me to predict anything with an enormous amount of certainty tonight.
Valerie Pay is the director of the International Observatory of Human Rights and was among the crowds outside the Houses of Parliament as the drama unfolded inside. She says from a human rights point of view, the vote was not about staying in the EU or leaving it. It was about giving everyone a voice.
It's really important for us to actually focus on what's important here. So this is the ability for people to give their voice. People have said, wait a minute, we want to have the choice. What's happening with Brexit? What does it mean for us? And one of the really big things that's important tonight is this is Parliament standing up for the whole democracy in the UK. So it's not just people who voted for leaving for Brexit. It's people voting for everyone in the UK.
The next few days are set to be crucial for the future of the Conservative government and the future of the UK itself. Alan Lee, SBS News.